as every high school child knows, water runs through absolutely everything we do. We can't grow any food without water. We can't live without water. We can't run our cities without managing our water properly. You only have to look at what's going on in Pakistan right now to see how fundamental it is to get some of these things right, both from the resource point of view in the sense of the floods, but also from the basic management of water supply and sanitation. That's what's going to be killing a lot of people now after the immediate impact of the floods.
Now, the bank did a review of its water strategy of 2003. What did you come up with?
Well, the strategy itself was quite a path-breaking strategy, which really put infrastructure sort of front and center into the development agenda and anticipated many of the issues that you mentioned at the beginning, population growth, climate change, and the need to manage water for food. And the one thing we found is that it was a successful strategy. Through that engagement, we have been able to triple our lending in the water sector, and we've been able to be much more integrated so that we look at building irrigation systems, for example, at the same time as looking at the water resources that those systems depend on.
So there has been success then?
There's been enormous success, yes. We're very pleased with the results. At the beginning of the strategy, the projects themselves were doing, you know, reasonably well, but they were not doing as well as average World Bank projects. Now, water projects do better than average World Bank projects.
I remember just before the last big climate conference, there were various groups trying to get water on the agenda and make it a priority, but they didn't always succeed. Do you feel that many nations or governments don't look at this as a priority, or do they?
Everybody knows it's a priority in some very generic sense. I think what people don't always do is take the very hard choices that have to be made in order to manage water properly. I mean, in the end, you have to sort of decide where you're going to allocate a scarce resource to, and that means some people will face disruptions, social disruptions, and many governments are just not willing to take that decision now and sort of put it off until it becomes a crisis later. They don't actively put it off until it becomes a crisis later, but that's what ends up happening.
So what recommendations did the review make?
The review recommended that we continue with our efforts to integrate water resources with water services. So this is something we've done quite well over the past 5 or 6 years, but we want to do it more and more consistently. Another recommendation was to position water very actively in the climate change agenda, and not only as a generic thing, but as a very specific issue. Another recommendation was to do more about sanitation. One third of the world's population does not have access to a toilet, which has huge social and health implications. And so this is an agenda that we need to move more aggressively on. You know, more people die of diarrhea than of AIDS, malaria, and TB combined. And so we wish to be very active about addressing that agenda in the future. We want to maintain our efforts to scale up support for hydropower, despite the fact that it's a very difficult area for us to engage in because it is so complicated.
You talked about hydropower and its complications. Are you talking about building dams?
Well, sometimes building dams, but sometimes rehabilitating them, sometimes making better use out of them so that you can use them for adaptation to climate change and to make growth less carbon intensive, and also to give more space for the environment. One of the things we're looking at actively is re-engineering existing dams to make them have more multiple uses for people, for energy, and for the environment.